You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You straight up cuckooed that dude, bro. Oh my God.
You've got all your Charger gear on because
feeling fresh as hell.
Oh, you guys better enjoy it.
Fans loved it.
You have to love what you're seeing on tape if you're a Chargers fan, especially for the future with Justin Herbert.
On the move and throws and touchdown.
Yes. Quarterback log. I'll report back shortly. Justin out.
Stay tuned for this good content.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the Charger Chat. I'm your co-host, Wool Dog, sitting with my buddy, Kev Huggin Duggan.
Last Charger game of the season, boys. It's kind of sad.
It came so fast, but let's not forget Kyle the Coach Duggan.
Is it over yet?
We're over here lamenting the end of the season. Kyle's like, I should have been done like 2 weeks ago, right?
Yeah. I'm just ready for Monday night to be done and Mr. Harbaugh to make his announcement. That's all I want.
That is what every
put our Chargers, most
yes
old Yeller out of our misery and move on to Harbaugh.
Let's get a new puppy.
new puppy. It's fascinating because everyone and their mom on social media is talking about this puppy, and I want him the most.
Yes, yeah. We all on this podcast absolutely want this puppy, but folks,
it's like when you put the deposit down, but you got to wait till they're like 8 weeks because they can't leave their mom yet.
Right.
That's where we're at. Like week five,
we're still on the teat right now, so we can't take him yet.
We're still in potty training mode, but. Yeah, folks, lots to talk about this episode, and we've got a Craig experience lined up for you, but let's waste no time. This puppy, this dog that I'm talking about here, I can't wait to get to it. But before we get to that, the news finally dropped about the Pro Bowl. We got not one, but two players in the Pro Bowl.
Let's go.
Talking about Khalil Mack and Keenan Allen, baby, have been named to the Pro Bowl. And there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 alternates for this
Pro
Bowl.
How did Joey Bosa get in as an alternate? How do you do this?
Name recognition,
I think it
dude.
Just, it's okay, the name listen, recognition. It's the name recognition because this is all fan voted. I mean, I know that there are like player votes and or like alumni votes, however that all gets figured out.
Yeah.
But a lot of it is fan voted. So fans will go, oh, I know Derwin James. Oh, I know Joey Bosa. Oh, I know Justin Herbert, you know.
Rashawn Slater.
Like, all of these guys.
Darius Davis.
Yeah. Rashawn Slater, Darius Davis, Josh Harris, Darius Cameron Davis Dicker, and Justin Herbert are all alternates for this Pro Bowl. So Keenan Allen, Khalil Mack definitely in. The rest of the guys, alternates in case somebody can't make the, you know, make the show.
Usually the odds of your first alternate, those two Super Bowl teams, they're those guys are in. So we're going to have, my guess is we'll probably have six guys in. That's my guess. Wow.
Okay,
yeah, that's high. I thought four.
It's
maybe
a good bold prediction. I like
no, because I think Derwin, Rashawn, Darius, and Joey were all the first alternates. Everyone else is
I swear to God, if Joey plays in the Pro Bowl, I will be livid. I will be so mad.
But isn't it like dodgeball and shit now? It's not like
they don't even play
football.
A game. They just play.
It's the Pro Bowl games.
Did they officially kill the whole the actual game?
Yeah, the games are done. Yeah. It's just the Pro. They're just like fun. You know, after school PE energy.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, it might as well be hosted by Nickelodeon at this point.
We should. Fact, actually,
I don't know why it isn't.
Yeah. It seems like a match made in heaven.
But one of those alternates, Mr. Cameron Dicker, I don't know how he's an alternate. I don't know how he didn't make the Pro Bowl. And many other people are pointing this out as well because of all of the stats that he put up this year. Perfect on extra points. Perfect. Didn't miss one extra point.
No.
Field goal percentage above 93%. Perfect on field goals over 50 yards. And had a field goal percentage of 75% on six or more field goal attempts from 50 plus yards out. Or excuse me, that was perfect on field goals less than 50 yards out. Excuse me, I said over. Less than. Perfect on less than 50, 75% on over 50. And having at least six attempts. And along with this, had a 90.6 field goal grade, was the best in the AFC, doesn't make the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, he's even like a late alternate too. Like he's not making it.
That name recognition, dude.
Dude, as soon as we start winning games with these guys and they're, you know, featured for like, you know, him getting us into the playoffs with a kick or doing something important in the playoffs with a kick, there's going to start getting that name recognition. That video made a splash. Everyone's talking about that video. So it's just a big popularity. Not big
enough,
contest.
Apparently.
Well,
not big enough.
It did. I've seen more about our kicker on social media than any other kicker in the league.
Right. So that is true.
The video's out there.
I mean, Justin Tucker is one of the GOAT kickers of all time. So he's got the AFC kicker Pro Bowl pretty much locked.
He's got
down
it locked
until he retires. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Career Pro Bowl.
I think he should be proud to be recognized as an alternate. I think that's. I mean, we all know that he's stud.
Yeah. And that's the thing. It's like the question becomes like, is it the stats or is it the name? Because it's clearly not the stats. If it were the stats, Cameron Dicker would be in hands down, no questions asked.
It's a popularity contest
and fans.
Well, it's not as if Justin Tucker's missed like 400 field goals.
I think he's not had a great season, to be honest with you. I feel like Cameron Dicker's had a better season. I don't have the numbers in front of me.
Well, no, that's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying that he hasn't had a better season, but I'm not saying like Justin Tucker is bottom tier of the league.
No,
got in because of his name.
No. His reputation has garnered him a few
gave
misses
him enough
and still make the Pro Bowl. Yeah.
Of course. And that makes absolute sense.
Yeah.
But this isn't a lifetime Pro Bowl game. This is a year by year. This is 2023's or 2024. I don't know how they year that.
I think it's 2023.
2023 Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
And Cameron Dicker should be in there. I'll fight you.
He's angry. He's fired up about Dicker.
I love my Dicker. You leave my Dicker alone. Don't touch my Dicker. All right. Well, apparently the NFLPA has a report card about some of the coordinators throughout the league. They ask players, you know, to rate their coordinators on a scale of 1 to 10. And that went with defensive coordinators, head coaches, and offensive coordinators. And number 5 on the offensive coordinator list was Kellen Moore, our very own. Made the list as one of the top 5 offensive coordinators. So, hey, the numbers might not have shown it.
Definitely didn't.
We also have to be careful because the Panthers OC is number 2 on here. So,
sure.
If you're talking popularity contest, because this is the players voting
correct
on their coaches. So they asked all the, like, who they asked all the Chargers, what would you grade Kellen Moore? And based on
our
team's grade,
yeah,
perfect.
But I mean, that's a good thing that the team believes in him. That's an awesome stat. I mean, when we don't see the stats and we don't see the points and the yards and what's easy to say, oh, our OC sucks. Mm-hmm. But when you have guys in there, like, no, we trust this guy. He's calling the right plays. We're just not executing, maybe, or.
Yeah,
something fluky or weird is going on. I think that gives me a boost of confidence in his abilities for sure.
Absolutely. I mean, one of the top things we talk about is players wanting to play for coaches.
Right.
You know, I'm not just out there to collect a paycheck. I want to play for this guy because I believe in him. He's instilled, you know, confidence in me to go out there and do what I need to do. And so to see that the Chargers players feel that way about Kellen Moore is awesome. Love that.
For sure.
All right. Time for puppy talk.
Let's get down to
puppy watch
talk
right now. yes.
What kind of a puppy would you think that this puppy is?
An old mangy, mean ass dog.
He's got that
dog. He's a bull dog.
Well, he's new to me, so he's a
he's a puppy. He's an old puppy.
Yeah. We're talking about Jim Harbaugh, folks, for those that aren't following the puppy talk. We're talking about Jim Harbaugh, and right now there are bets going on per Bet Online in regards to who the next Chargers head coach is going to be. Right now at the top is Jim Harbaugh with a plus 150. Ben Johnson sitting behind him, Bill Belichick, and Kellen Moore all the way at the bottom for +750.
I keep having these moments now where like everyone's talking about it. It's sounding like it's too good to be true.
Oh yeah.
And like doubt is just kind of dancing in my ear, and it just stresses me out because I want this so bad. You know what I mean? Like we're not used to getting exactly what we want as Charger fans. So it would be really nice of the Span Eye to like really throw us a bone, if you will.
Oh yeah.
Puppy talk. it's real puppy talk here. Throw us a bone here, Span Eye. Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel the exact opposite way. I almost feel like when I get the alert or my update on my phone that he's been signed, it's gonna be like, oh well, yeah,
well finally,
we knew
what took
that.
You so long. Yeah.
I'll be dancing it's in the streets.
It hasn't stopped being one sign after another that Chargers are pursuing him. He's got an agent, works with the Chargers. Like they're at the Rose Bowl in LA, and who knows if there was crossing of paths.
He was at the Padre game.
His whole family lives in Coronado, San Diego. It's kind of all kind of aligning.
He met his wife at P.F. Chang's. I mean, come on.
yeah.
It could be good for Al Davis, actually.
Yeah, he's a big P.F. Chang guy.
Yeah, it's everybody just keeps saying it. All I've heard from sources, it's strong talks. It's happening. It's going down. And that includes Chargers and Jim Harbaugh, rumored to have met multiple times. And the deal is already being worked on, per Dave Pallette via Bolt City Podcast.
So here's the thing. I don't quite know. Like, if I don't hear this from, like, the top guys on, you know, like the Adam Schefters and stuff, if you're not hearing that from them, you got to grain of salt it a little bit, because these are still, like, proper rumors. So, I don't know. I'm seeing a lot of it. It's all very exciting rumors, but... God, just don't get my hopes up and just absolutely crush them. That's all I'm saying.
Everybody just leave Jim Harbaugh alone. Don't be like egging him on or anything like that. Because if he's like, oh God, if all the fans are like this, I don't know if I want to go to
LA. We should all send him cookies. Send cookies for the entire Michigan team with little Charger lightning bolts on them.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Come on.
That's a page right out of the Broads book.
That is. Hey, Broads.
Listen.
I don't know if you're listening to this episode, but we need your help.
I don't know what your cookie making skills are, but.
We need some cards typed up. We need some hand signatures.
We need some drawings.
We need some sketches.
His time as a Charger. We could do with any and all of these things.
Anything to just sweeten the pot, baby.
Let's go.
Yes. And our buddy Dan W. Has a tweet here from Colin Cowherd, saying they, aka the Chargers, are going to aggressively pursue Harbaugh. Harbaugh is relentless, but there is optimism and energy and fun, and he's going to have more control, and the Spanos are willing to relinquish some of that. Willing.
Come on,
strong
Colin.
Words, Colin.
It's based on
Colin Coward seems like he's like knows, like he's friends with them more. Like we're getting more quotes out of Colin Cowherd than most people. I mean, he says that they talk. So, God, I hope this is all rumblings coming from the negotiations, and it's all going to be good, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can only hope at this point. And Pro Football Rumors says that the subject of Harbaugh's salary ask is potentially around $15 million, could complicate matters for an organization not known for spending big on head coaches. But the Washington Post's Jason LaConfora indicates Harbaugh badly wants the Bolts job.
How would he know?
With Harbaugh not on an NFL staff, the Chargers could interview him earlier than the rest of the crowd. Coaches on NFL staffs must wait until after the divisional round to interview this year.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to. I mean, if we're going to hire him, I think it'll be done here in the next week or two.
I don't think we can, though, because you have to hire two. It was like it's the Rooney rule, where you have to wait for
interview.
You have to interview two other potential candidates. Otherwise,
but you could do that of teams that lost, that aren't in the playoffs. You could just interview those coaches.
Well, you got to wait till like there's like a stipulation where you have to wait until after like the wild card weekend or something. So it's going to be a couple weeks.
Oh, okay.
It's all coaches. Well, it's a new thing they did.
I bet it'll happen instantly after that, because Harbaugh's not going to want to drag this out. He's going to want Michigan to be able to go find a replacement because they're in recruiting season right away. He wants to get in here for the draft. So Wherever Harbaugh ends up, I bet the decision will be made, whatever the league stipulations are, as fast as that can happen.
Right. That'll be the, would you say that that is the first coaching hire is going to be Jim Harbaugh?
I would imagine that's kind of the domino that starts.
That starts everything else going. Yeah. That would be awesome if that is the case. Less waiting for us.
Yeah, seriously.
All right. Well, before we can even talk about getting Jim Harbaugh, we've got one more game to get through, folks. One more game to just drag through. And that's going to be our week 18 against the Chiefs. And God almighty, this injury report. There is...
They're closing it up a little bit. Feels like they're kind of closing up shop a little bit. And, you know, summer break, you know, like at the end of school when you're about to go to summer break and you're throwing your books in the trash can and dumping out all the shit out of your locker. That's kind of the vibe I'm getting a little bit right now.
Yeah. Like a retail store when it's like, hey, man, winter's around the corner. I'm not going to be selling any camping tents. Let me pack those up. Let me put those on the shelf so we can sell them next year.
Exactly.
Yeah, because right now, Keenan Allen, Joey Bosa, Justin Holland, Zion Johnson, Kenneth Murray Jr., and Nick Williams are not practicing at all. Let's see. We've got Deion Leonard, Joshua Palmer, Trey Pipkins, Stone Smart, and Tui Pelotu on limited practices. Tui showing up there on an ankle injury. That's interesting.
Yeah.
And then we've got Deion Henley, Tanner Muse, and Rashawn Slater getting full practices in. So that's a lot of guys.
I just hope for our offense sake we can get, because he basically coach Geff already said that, you know, Keenan and Joey aren't, they're very not likely very that slim, they're going to play. Yeah. So if that's the case, like, I still want to see our offense move the ball. And I don't think we're really capable of moving the ball through the air really without Josh Palmer. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping he can get this last game in and we can at least do, you know, it's going to be a weird battle because we'll get to it, but the Chiefs aren't going to be playing a ton of guys. So it'll be interesting to see. I still want to win. Like, of course, I want to beat the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah. The Chiefs are the last game of the season and it's going to be an afternoon game. I saw they finally announced the time on that one. And then, yeah, Chiefs are 10-6 right now. Chargers at the bottom, 5-11. I can't believe that was our
season. It's a weird year.
Very weird year. Ian Rappaport tweeting out, Chiefs coach Andy Reid tells reporters that quarterback Patrick Mahomes won't play against the Chargers, along with some other starters. Blaine Gabbert is going to be the one to get the start. So.
Okay.
We got that to look forward to.
So we got that going on.
Another battle of the backups. Another. Yeah, so, I mean, in this game... Obviously, I think Charger fans are not necessarily wanting a win, per se. I think we still would like to have a high draft pick at this point, especially against this type of, this level of Chiefs team. What do you think? I mean, do you guys foresee us, like, pulling out a dub? Like,
if they're benching all their players, he's saying not only Patrick Mahomes, but a lot of their other starters. Like, there's nothing to be gained from them because they're basically locking in their seed. So this is one of those weird games. It's kind of like that game where we saw it in person in Kyle where we got into the playoffs and we were playing Chase Daniel. Like, this could be a weird thing where we kind of drop, you know, a few spots on the draft order and we beat the Chiefs because they're sitting everyone. Mm-hmm. So,
but there's only so many guys that you can sit, you know, like,
true.
That's to say that it's like, you can only bench, like, sit so many guys. We still don't have a shot kind of idea because, I mean, you can't put these guys on IR or else they can't play in the playoffs. So they have to be on your active roster. They're just going to be on those five or seven inactives or whatever it is. So still going to have the majority of your team out there with your offensive line, defensive line, DBs. It's just going to be your quarterback, maybe a wide receiver, and a pass rush or whatever it is. A couple of guys not playing. With what we've seen out of the Chargers the last couple of weeks, I don't know how you could be like, yeah, we got a good shot at winning this. I don't know. I
feel it. Yeah. I don't know.
There's just what these guys are not playing with any type of intention or purpose, it feels like.
Yeah.
They came out of the gates that first game after the Raider game with Giff, and it looked like the Bills game
competed
was fun.
With
like,
the Bills. Yeah.
We were, that was a neck and neck battle. It's just last week, just, you know, I don't know what happened.
Awful.
Yeah. The wind was just fully out of the sails at that point.
Yeah. It's unfortunate.
Well, folks, you can set your sails over to our Patreon, patreon.com/chargerchat. Check out all the funny, silly videos we got over there. We've got hangouts. We've got patches. We got it all at the charge, patreon.com/chargerchat. But if you don't want to go over there, that's totally fine. You can go on over to our regular website, chargerchat.com. Check out all the cool stuff we got over there, t-shirts, hoodies, and stickers. You can chat it up with other Charger Chatteteers in the member section. And hey, you can ask questions in Ask Bold Fam, so go check out chargerchat.com. All right, folks.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Time to go on to the next segment. It's our boy. You know him. You love him. It's the Craig Experience.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Come on in, man. Kick your feet up.
Craig Experience. Hello there.
Make yourself at home. Got some stuff to talk about, right? Moving on.
Happy New Year, everyone. Feels so weird to say it, but here we are in 2024, and 23 is like a blur for multiple reasons. Football season definitely didn't go so great. Lots of comings and goings, but hopefully you guys are doing what I'm doing, refocusing on your personal and professional, establishing some new goals for this season, and hopefully our Los Angeles Chargers are doing the same. Looks like some pretty interesting things on the horizon, and definitely looking forward to it. So anyway, anywho, guys, welcome again, CC Gang. The biggest of salutes, and to the rest of the boat family, what is goody? What's going on? She got Craig in Texas, and welcome to this first edition in 2024 of the Craig Experience. Where should we start? I mean, one game left in the season. How many of us actually really care? I mean, there's going to be a bit of, I want to say, bittersweetness to this. It's the end of a very disappointing season, but also no Chargers football for several months. And we have the offseason to look forward to and the multiple changes that are coming. I mean, they've already started here towards the end of this season, but big things to look forward to. Where this game is concerned, against the Kansas City Chiefs this weekend, I don't know. Looks like they're not playing a bunch of their guys, including Mr. Whiny Brat himself, Patrick Mahomes. He's going to take a seat, prepare for the playoffs since their ticket is already punched, and probably a few other key guys. So what is it in particular that I'm looking for this weekend? Just for the guys to compete, like I've been saying for the last few weeks. I know how many of you out there feel with regards to the Chargers going out there and losing. And I know that you want to see them pile up as many W's as humanly possible, and you don't really care about the circumstances because you don't want to, quote unquote, see losing football. I totally get that. But in the grand scheme of things, there's not much that they benefit from here. I mean, you win a game against the Chiefs when they're not really even playing their best players. What does that prove? And also, you worsen your placement in the draft. As of right now, I think the Chargers are sitting at about 6, and they can get as high as 4 or fall as low as 8. Don't quote me on that. Double check. It's just from the most recent, you know, things that I've seen here or there. But look, man, you got a new regime coming in through the door, and there's an opportunity here to bait a really good new head coach, reset the culture, and have a high-level premium draft pick, man. Those things are attractive. And you look at what's going to happen with the team moving forward. When you're talking personnel, some key guys are probably going to be on the move for cap reasons or other things. You may see some retirements. When we're talking like Corey Linsley, hope the best for him. Not sure what's going to happen with his heart situation, but his health is first and foremost. So want to make sure that he takes care of that. But if he is in fact done, that's another guy that will not be back, and some others that we've come to know. Maybe love, maybe loathe, but you get where I'm saying here. When you're talking about draft capital, though, doesn't even necessarily mean that you have to stick and stay and make that pick. But the earlier that pick is, the more that you can use it as bait. Maybe for a team that wants to trade up for one of the, well, you know, first couple guys, probably not really going to be an option. When you start talking about that third and fourth quarterback and teams maybe wanting to get in a position for that, the higher that pick is, the more that they're going to have to pony up to get it. And if the Chargers are on the board, say at 4, 5, and maybe there's a Jaden Daniels still hanging around, you got a team behind them that wants to come up, then if they offer you a Godfather deal, as nice as it would be to stick and stay and get a premium player, if we're talking about a team that's maybe towards the back of the top 10, and you can stay within the top 10, that's great, because you can still get high quality premium talent there. If it's just kind of early, just before the teens, somewhere around 11 or 12, still, what that allows you to do is build for the future, because the Chargers, like I mentioned before, are in a situation where they're probably going to have to relieve themselves of a few players, and they're going to have to get younger and cheaper, because that Justin Herbert contract is going to be kicking in soon, and you're going to have to maneuver around it. Keeping that in mind, the more early picks you get, the more opportunities you have to hit on high-level talent. You get more swings at the plate, so if you miss on one here or there, it won't necessarily tank you, because you've got more opportunities. And the Chargers absolutely have holes to fill, I mean offensively and defensively. So I know a lot of us out there are looking at it and saying, hey, like a top, you know, 5 to 7 pick would be really, really nice to make. And I don't disagree with you. I'm just saying, keep your mind open to a few things, because when that roster starts taking shape and they have to maneuver here and there to make the numbers work, and whether that be through contract extensions or guys being cut, traded, whatever, what have you, it would be really, really cool to have those additional early picks to help to build your team up. And that's one of the other things the Chargers have suffered from in years past: lack of quality depth. A premium high level pick that you can trade off for more high level early picks might help to set you up nicely moving into the future. So don't be so close-minded to it. Now, moving along here, because we mentioned this, the new regime. I think we are pretty much all, the consensus is, everyone wants Jim Harbaugh. You guys know exactly where I stand. We can go back to as far as 2 years ago, when the Chargers were in their last coaching cycle. Mr. Harbaugh was like number 3 on my list at that time. And as time went on, I kept having conversations about the possibility of Brandon Staley no longer being around. He started climbing that list until he got to number 1. And for about the last year, I've been banging the Harbaugh drum. And so looks like everybody else's, or a lot of other people, are where I've been. And I think it's for good reason. You're talking about someone who's turned around multiple situations, where we're talking the college level, San Diego State, Stanford, like, built them up from basically nothing. We see what's happened at Michigan in his near decade long tenure there. I mean, he's taken his alma mater into prominence. We're talking on Monday, he's playing in a national championship because he just outcoached Nick Saban. So he's almost accomplished everything he needs to at the college level, made good there at his alma mater. And the next logical step is to go back and finish the job in the NFL. Keep in mind, this man went to a San Francisco 49ers team that was below 500 and in 1 year turned them completely around. A couple years got them into a Super Bowl, actually won NFL Coach of the Year, I believe his first year. So when you're talking about someone who can come in and flip a program from obscurity into being just a legit competitor, I don't know what more you could ask for. Now, does he have a quirky personality? Sure, but who the hell cares if he's a winner? And he's proven that he's a winner everywhere he's gone. I think the odds are pretty high that he'll be available. I also think, just kind of based on some information that, you know, I might be privy to, that, you know, he might be available for the Chargers if the front office does the right thing. All indications say that Dean Spanos is willing to open the old wallet up and pay Jim or whatever competitive high-level coach he deems he would want for the team and pay them accordingly. It's probably going to cost you somewhere in between 15 to 20 mil to get Mr. Harbaugh. We see what Michigan's offered him, and you understand why. But the fact that he hasn't signed that contract means something. And the fact that there was that stipulation for 1 year of not being in a coaching cycle this particular year means something as well, because there are some potential sanctions that would come down and maybe affect him going into next season. He might have to face another suspension. And you know, if you're still there, recruits will still want to be there to play for him. But if he leaves, that could throw things in a flux. So they absolutely want him to stick around at least that one more year to work through whatever could be coming down the pipe and still have their team be competitive. So I totally get why they put that in there. But if you're Jim Harbaugh, and you've been dealing with this stuff for years, and it seems like the NCAA is definitely after you, why would you want to stick around? Especially if you can seal the deal right off into the sunset as a national champ, and you have that on your resume. And again, what more do you owe to your own alma mater? You made good. You did what you needed to do. And you've beaten Ohio State, which is the game for them, 3 years in a row. Most recently, without even being on the sideline. The team still played for them. Says a lot. So, enough of my rambling on. You guys know where I stand. I hope the Chargers make this happen, because at this point, I feel like there's going to be a mutiny if they don't. Everybody seems to be on the Harbaugh bandwagon, and I hope this type of pressure on Dean and John, to an extent, to get this done is enough. But we're only going to think happy thoughts. Let's see what happens this weekend. If the Chargers pull out a victory, okay. If they don't, well, probably better draft position. I guess you can look at it as a win-win, depending on what side of the field you're standing on. But to me personally, I don't know, some of y'all might not like it, but I really don't see the point in winning this one. Doesn't earn you a whole lot. As a matter of fact, to me, hurts more than helps. But it will be nice to see our guys get out there and play one more time. See some of the young guys get out there and perform. One more opportunity to put some good tape out there for the next person that steps into the leadership position. We're talking GM, head coach, coaching staff. You know, go out there, give your best effort. Some of these guys you may be seeing in a Chargers uniform for the last time. So keep that in mind. Again, very bittersweet, but it's the name of the game. It's business, is what it is. But until the next time, people, I appreciate you. It's been your guy, Mr. Bullganger Do Not Bang, a.k.a. T-O-P underscore F-L-Y-T-3 over on Twitter. And you can catch me as a co-host of the Lightning Round podcast. So come check out your boy over there as well. So until next week, one more to go. And I'm going to start having some different conversations. But we will be officially in the offseason. Yowzers. But again, appreciate you guys. Thanks for another year. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for your support. for the Charger Chat podcast as well. And thanks to my guys, Kev, Dub D, Coach. You know I love you. Hope you guys are doing well. And until the next one, catch you later. Kate, love you. Bye.
Well, yowzers, Craig. We love you too, big guy.
Yeah, buddy.
Hope you're doing okay as well. Big hearts. Big hearts for the Craig experience. I mean, you're preaching to the choir here, buddy. There's a lot, obviously, that we... The season was not what we wanted. 2024, though, hopes to be promising, especially if we can land Harbaugh. Really, the funny thing is, like, nobody else is talking about anybody other than Harbaugh. I mean, I've seen some people throw out Ben Johnson, but that just cannot be the answer right now. As much as he could be,
careful.
As much as he could be a great coach. Yeah. And if we end up picking him as the head coach, I have no control over it, so I can't be too upset about it. But everybody is making such a better argument to get Jim Harbaugh on this team.
A lot of arguments why this is the best thing we could possibly do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So keep banging that drum, Craig. We'll be backup drums. We'll do a drum line, Craig, for you, Jim Harbaugh. But thank you, buddy, for another awesome Craig experience. Can't wait to see what 2024 brings for you as well.
Yeah, bud.
That's basically it for us, folks, for this episode of Charger Champ. But before we go, we've got one last bold prediction to make.
Have we been close for this season?
I mean, my Khalil Mack one, I think, is the closest one.
Yeah. Honorable mention for the season.
And really wildest one. 5 sacks in a game and he ends up getting 6. I mean,
yeah.
If this is Price is Right, I win.
Okay. Yeah, it is, for sure.
I'm with you.
So, yeah, let's make our final bold predictions for the 2023 season. For Easton Stick against Blaine Gabbert, what are we going to see on Sunday?
Oh, boy. I guess I'll go first. Can't wait. Well, I can't wait anymore. I got to get this out. I'm going to go 17-13 Chargers.
Cool.
I guess. Yeah. 17-13 Chargers. And I'll say Deion's got to play. I mean, I swear to God, if Nick Neiman gets out there and plays an entire game, it's just like, what's the point here, boys?
What is the point?
I guess Deion is just really not prepared, but I'm going to give Deion a sack. I'm just going to throw it out there into the universe. Hopefully cool. It sticks.
I like that. Like it a lot.
All right. All right, I'll go. Chargers win 16-14. I've got Dicker's making a lot of field goals. He's going to be pissed about the snub. So we got, how many is that? That's three field goals.
Yeah.
And then I think Mr. Palmer is going to score a touchdown.
Wow, you're calling all the scores.
Yeah. Palmer, wow. Touchdown, 3. I'm going to go big. So, yeah, 16-14. Palmer touchdown, 3 field goals by Dicker.
Okay.
God, I hope that hits. That'd be awesome if that hits.
I'm going to say Chargers just win 10-6. I think they'll keep the Chiefs to no touchdowns, and I think Quentin Johnston will be the lone touchdown recipient. Let's finish it. Let's finish strong.
Come on, baby boy. Let's get you in there.
Come on, Q.
Man, our poor, pathetic, bold predictions that those were. Those are the saddest bold predictions. I had one sack as my bold prediction for a guy that's never played.
I have 3 field goals as my bold prediction. Those
are so sad. And our final scores are all under 20 points.
Yeah. It's going to be that kind of a game.
Get ready. Hey, next game, 40-0. It's coming back. Next season, I'm coming back 40-0.
Yeah.
Get ready.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for us, folks. Bold predictions in the books. Any final thoughts there, gentlemen?
Thank you for joining us on all these Friday episodes. It's been really fun.
Yes.
We are going to hibernate these for a little while during the postseason, but we got a lot of fun stuff coming up during the offseason, so don't leave. Stay.
Yeah.
Hang out.
Hey, sit down.
Already talked to the brisket broads. They got something extra special planned.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So
it's
going
to be fun.
I don't even know what that is. I'm a little scared, actually.
Yeah, nah, me too. So it'll be good.
Yeah, folks, this was not quite the season we wanted, but it's the season we got, and we're here through it, through thick and thin, regardless of what happens. It's going to be an exciting offseason, folks. We're going to have a lot to talk about.
Oh, God. The amount of new players we're going to get, new coaches, brand new coaching staff. It's going to be crazy.
And
new
just
facilities,
know.
Everything.
New facilities, training camp at the new facility.
Yeah. Oh, just know if hot news drops, we're not going to wait until Tuesday. If
we're going to do some instant reactions.
If it drops on Wednesday, we're dropping what we're doing and we're talking about it. Yeah. So
we'll be more timely during this offseason. We will be.
Yes. So thank you, folks, for hanging out with us. That's going to do it for this episode of Charger Chat. Don't forget to bolt up because we're ready for any squad, any place.
Okay, love you, bye.
Okay, love you, bye.
Okay, love you, bye.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.